Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This took it to the next level. Trump saying this is a witch hunt, and that's obviously audible to the juries with Trump. The courthouse steps seems to be where everything explodes. Now we're hearing it in the courtroom from the defense table, so no surprise.
Legal commentator Misty Maris tells CNN that former President Donald Trump is running a serious risk if he defies the no-nonsense judge running the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Judge Lewis Kaplan threatened to remove Trump from the courtroom for repeated disturbances in court. With 2 days left to avoid a government shutdown, the Senate pushed forward with a procedural vote on a funding stopgap. There is still risk of a brief shutdown if the Senate can't get unanimous agreement to fast-track a continuing resolution, but Speaker Mike Johnson is signaling leadership support in the House.
After weeks of hard-fought negotiations, we achieved a strong top-line agreement that allows our Appropriations Committee and all those who work on this to complete the appropriations process. It's an important part of keeping the government running.
The CR would fund the Transportation, Defense, Agriculture, and Energy departments until March 1st and the remaining agencies until March 8th. Meanwhile, Johnson is taking a tough stance in border policy negotiations with the White House. President Joe Biden is still pushing for his big foreign aid package, but agreement on that depends on an immigration deal that the right wing in the House has signaled they oppose. A Republican-led effort to drastically shorten Virginia early voting has stalled. State Senator Mark Peake, the bill's sponsor, says the change is necessary to ease the demands on election workers.
That's a lot of voting, a whole lot of voting. And you know who bears the brunt of all that? Our hardworking registrars and their staff.
But the bill was voted down by a Democratic-led Senate committee after opposition from early voting advocates like Tyee Mallory of the Virginia NAACP.
We know that it works. We know that they're used to it. And we know that it allows more people to participate in their government and in the election process.
The bill would have cut early voting to 3 weeks. At 45 days, Virginia currently has one of the longest periods of any state. Ohio's Constitution may be adding a new voter bill of rights to support ballot access. Advocates want better controls on the purging of registration rolls, restored early voting days, and protections enshrined in the Constitution, rather than just statute. Previous attempts were rejected, but P.D. Talley of Ohio's Unity Coalition is optimistic that this would increase turnout and make elections fairer.
We believe that the amendment is going to help build an equitable path to the ballot box for all Ohioans while continuing to ensure that Ohio has elections that are secure and are administered with integrity whenever we voters go to the ballot box.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you?